And in 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff.
You are listening to the Discerning Eye Podcast, discerning all things cannabis with your hosts, Alan Villatoro and Aaron Luna.
Okay, welcome everybody to another episode of the Discerning Eye. We have some very special guests here with us today. It's just fantastic that we're able to have him on the show. So I'm going to let him introduce himself and go ahead.
My name is Max Simon. I'm the CEO of Green Flower. We're a cannabis education company that has our fingers in lots of different places in the industry, and we're really glad to be here to talk with you guys today.
Yeah, so Green Yay. Flower is, you know, and I apologize, you know, also joining us, of course, is Aaron Luna, you know, our general manager and our director of human resources.
Hello.
Here
at the
Hello, Aaron. You know, he was so kind in the way he introduced Green Flower. It was like, you know, we've got our finger on a lot of things. Yeah, you guys are the pulse as it relates to education in the cannabis industry. As far as I know, you guys really are leading the way in educating people. I know that's one of your goals over at Green Flower, is to educate a certain number of people, right? So, I mean, Max, you're being a little humble, I think, but definitely, I think it's exciting to have you on board and you know, talk a little bit more about what excites you the most over there right now that you guys have going on, because you do have a lot going on over there.
It's true. We have a lot going on. I'll give you just kind of an overview. So right now, Green Flower has 19 university partnerships where we are powering the cannabis programs of the school. So, you know, really amazing schools across the country, University of Arizona, University of Illinois, University of New Mexico, Syracuse University, St. Joseph's University, Northern Michigan University, some just really amazing schools. So wow. We work on the university level, powering their kind of cannabis curriculums. And we also recently have started partnering more with some of the community colleges in hyper-local areas and have these set of workforce development credentials that are really helping people kind of enter the space at that very local level. So that's one part of the business. We power the curriculums of lots of institutional learning organizations. And then we have Gangier, which is our cannabis sommelier certification. It's been gaining a lot of recognition lately because we just were on the Today Show, which was an incredible accomplishment and something that took a lots of effort to make happen. But we have this program that teaches people how to really become masters of cannabis products and cannabis service, the deep understanding of every nuance of what makes for quality and efficacy and effect profiles in cannabis, and then how you can translate that knowledge into providing, you know, the best quality service to consumers and really have a deep mastery of that bridge between consumers and products and how we guide them forward. So that's Gangier. And then we have a part of the company that partners with cannabis operators like yourselves. And we provide these kind of workforce development credentials and training platforms to help upskill and give people more credibility and more confidence as they build their careers inside of cannabis companies. So it's a really robust kind of environment. Wow. of things that we do. And as you said, kind of touch lots of areas of the industry.
I mean,
it's incredible.
Yeah. How do you keep it all together? I mean, that sounds like quite a lot. I mean, it excites me to learn that you're doing a lot with these universities, because oftentimes, in this industry, the legitimacy of it is sometimes questioned. And, you know, I think as you bring on colleges and universities that continue to lend more credibility to the industry, I think it's really important that it continues, you know, legitimizing the fact that this is an industry like every other industry. Well, maybe not quite like every other industry, but, you know, in the sense that it's a legitimate business and it should thrive. And, I think it's exciting that when I see things, you know, universities such as, you know, Syracuse and some of the other ones that you mentioned out West Coast that are coming on board, it's just, it excites me to learn that.
Oh yeah. It's just, it's been really fulfilling to be able to kind of bring cannabis to these very long standing, often conservative institutions and have them kind of get behind the industry to show the world that this is something to take seriously. So I'm right there with you. It's been great for me as well, just to have this happen and have it be a loud signal to the industry.
Yeah. And, you know, out here, as it relates to, you know, credibility and getting employees or not even employees, but just the workforce, I guess, in general, ready to work in the cannabis industry and having a certificate program like yours available. I mean, I know you were partnering with some new firms recently to try to help make it even more available through some financing options. If I'm not mistaken, you guys recently partnered with some, and it's exciting that you're able to continue to, you know, find ways to bring it out there. But what I'm getting at is, I think sometimes though, it's equally as important for management and for ownership to understand the importance of having somebody that is certified or has gone through this program. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
My biggest complaint with the cannabis industry is how often professionals that are making the products, packaging the products, selling the products, or delivering the products are not credibly educated themselves. And it comes out in lots of very painful ways. Comes out in the quality of the products, comes out in the poor service, comes out in misleading marketing or misleading communications. It comes out as misrepresentation, and it damages the industry. It damages every part of the industry. It damages consumer trust. It damages everything. And so it's become a really important goal of mine, because I care about the success of cannabis in our world. I really believe in the power of this plant and the value it provides to people, that we try to get professionals to be better trained and educated so that they can represent the power of this plant in a way that does it justice. So it's a big issue to me.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, even as I speak to other colleagues in the industry out here, everybody wants to say that they put emphasis on education, but nobody really provides an avenue for, you know, for their staff to even be able to do that. And, Erin comes from within industry, and she was, you know, with another large operator here in the state. And, you know, it's just rampant in the industry where not enough emphasis is put on education. And you're right, it suffers in multiple ways. It suffers in legitimacy because there's just a misconception about working in the industry. And then oftentimes, truthfully, out here anyways, it seems like employees aren't treated properly, aren't given the right tools to succeed. And education has got to be at the foundation of what you do. So, you know,
totally. You're speaking my language. You're speaking my language.
A lot of these dispensaries out here, and I don't know how it is out on the West Coast, but here where we're located in Massachusetts, you know, there's quite a lot of dispensaries that just give out, you know, menus to their floor staff, you know, if it's retail, and here, read this, and that's your training. And it's upsetting because it's, you know, how can you connect with the community? How can you educate? How can you continue to break down the stigma? How can you, you know, it advance in this space, when you're not giving out or affording opportunities for your employees, be well resourceful and supported and know what they're talking about. It is extremely concerning. And, you know, joining this company, I joined with Alan last August. I mean, it's just been a very eye-opening experience because, you know, once you think you know enough in this space, you really don't. And going through you know, the certificate program for dispensary associate and then manufacturing agent. And I'm just about to finish up my cultivation technician one. So I'm excited. I'm heading out to the West Coast very soon.
Awesome.
For that concierge certificate. Mm. But it's been eye-opening because I've learned so much and I'm still learning and I paused after, you know, even just the dispensary associate one. It was just like, how was I able to, you know, get by in my, at my last company, you know, which was cannabis, and just not knowing enough, and having sat through all these modules with Greenflower. I mean, it was just, it was like the ultimate wow factor of, wow, we're just scraping like the tip of the iceberg out here in the East Coast. I feel like we're just not as advanced as what's gone on in the West Coast for so many other reasons. But something like this, this was so important to us. And I just,
foundational. It needs to be done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen anything like it out here. So.
Well, I'm super thrilled that you guys have gotten so much value from it, and I'm so grateful for it. I mean, I was telling somebody the other day that in my direct experience, if you go into 10 dispensaries and you speak to 10 people at the front staff or someplace in that process, it's very likely that 9 out of 10 of them will give you incorrect guidance. And that just hurts. That hurts me in particular. And it also is so bad for the industry. And so I'm always just so grateful and appreciative when people like you and your organization, you know, decide to take education seriously, because spoiler alert, it actually is better for business to have educated people working with you. You know, you are much more successful. People trust you more. They buy more regularly from you. You understand how to get the right products on the shelves. It's like there's an enormous amount of ROI on it. But beyond that, you know, for me, it's also just that this is how we actually bring cannabis into the world, as we have educated people who can, you know, show up credibly and speak to it. And the thing about cannabis that's so fascinating, it's so counterintuitive to the narrative, is how ridiculously complex it is. It's one of the most complicated and complex industries and plants and, you know, delivery systems. You know, one of the things I always think is so funny, it's like nobody goes to the wine store and says, how is this glass of wine going to make me feel?
Right.
You know,
that's true.
But in cannabis, you people actually are almost entirely shopping because of an experience they're trying to create. And that is a whole different world of service that's needed and a whole different understanding of the products that's needed. So, you know, as I keep saying, you guys are speaking my language. I'm super grateful for people like you that are kind of realizing the importance of this and doing it. And it, you know, makes me really excited about the future of cannabis, because this plant is so incredible. There's so much versatility with what's possible with this plant. And if the world really knew it and understand it, it would be, you know, celebrated as the most important discovery of the 21st century. But, you know, because we're still battling a lot of misinformation and stigma, you know, it's just not there yet. So you need educated people to stand for it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. And you know, what excites me about the industry and the way that it's going out here is that as it matures, more people are willing to put some of the stigmas aside and start actually and just dip their toes in the water. You know, I do it all the time. I bring, anytime I go in to meet with somebody, I bring, whether it's a seltzer, an edible, you know, whatever, and just, you know, talk about it. And, you know, I want it to be, you know, I want people to be as comfortable talking about it. Every time I pull something out of product that I get the look, you know, and they're like, oh, what's this? And I'm like, what, why is it okay? You guys are having a glass of wine. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Relax, guys.
Totally.
You know, and so I want it to be okay to do that. But, you know, it permeates even within industry though, Max. I mean, you go to any dispensary out here and I'm telling you, you go to buy the most basic of products that exists out there, which is just flower, right? And the first thing they ask you is, are you an indica or a sativa person? And it's like, come on, we got to do better, you know? And it's got to go beyond just, you know, is it an indica? Because that's not, you know, it's not even a correct label right now for any product out there, you know, because the way that the products have been bred, there's just... You know, it's not an accurate representation, you know, much of what you educate people on. And I think, you know, we can all agree on is that, you know, you got to be more educated to be able to really discover what it is you're looking to get out of the plant in order to really achieve, you know, some success at doing that, you know?
And it's one of the reasons I've just fallen in love with the whole Gangier side of the business, because we spent 3 years working on this new kind of communication system for how we understand cannabis. And what came out of that is this recognition that, first off, you know, there are different things people are searching for with cannabis, and you have to identify that. You know, that's why in Gangier we have this thing called the customer interaction protocol. And it's designed to help you understand the questions and the reasons why people are shopping for cannabis, and then guide them through it. And so one of those questions is, you know, what outcome are you looking to achieve? Mm-hmm. And in that outcome, you can talk about the environment that they're consuming it in. You Correct. Can talk about the reasons, what are they trying to achieve? Is it relaxing? Is it energizing? Are you looking for just something that kind of is an experience that is a sensory enjoyment that you Right. have, and you're looking for something that smells a certain way or tastes a certain way? And by understanding all these different qualities of cannabis and what people are looking for, you know, you can really, again, touch a lot of people in unique ways. And that's why Indica Sativa is such a frustrating experience, because it's dumbing it down, number one. Mm-hmm. Number yeah. two, it's inaccurate. I mean, yep. The thing that's just mind-boggling to me, especially after going through and developing all these Gangier standards, is just how wrong people are. You know, how frequently, consistently wrong are. If you go into a dispensary and you ask these people, why is this an indica? Why is this a hybrid? Why is this a sativa? They would make stuff up and be wrong 90% of the time. And so, you know, you have that side of it. And then you have the side that, again, it's not even as helpful as it could be in helping people find what you're saying. Like you said, we can do better than this, you know, asking these questions. It's not what people are doing. They're not an indica person.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know,
and truthfully, have been led to believe has been an indica. It's likely, you know, the effect of some other, you know, profile, whether it's a cannabinoid or a terpene, you know. So it's very likely that they weren't even, you know, they weren't even really in love with that specific cultivar to begin with. So it is extremely frustrating, you know, to you go to any store out here, I'm telling you, any dispensary in the area, and it's frustrating, the type of same responses that we get. And oftentimes, I'm picky. You know, we ask, you know, tell us about when was this packaged? When was it tested? You know, what's the terpene count on it? What other kind of, you know, cannabinoids are you guys testing for? Can I see it? And you start getting these looks like, what, like, what are you doing? You know, and I'm like, well, I'm curious because I know that I love.
They're not used to it.
I like, you know, stuff that's been packaged relatively fresh, because by that company, they don't really package it with, you know, hermetic seal. And I know that, you know, by the time it gets to my hands, I don't want it to, you know, crumble as soon as you open. It's just, you know, quality is a huge component of it. And oftentimes the first thing they're trying to sell you on out here is it an indica or a sativa you're looking for? And I smoked this one last night, and it, you know, and it got me high, and that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're throwing people off with your questions, and that's good. It's a conversation starter. It's time to break those bad habits that, you know, we've been experiencing at some of these dispensaries with the lack of knowledge, you know, with what they, the types of questions that they should be asking. Just want to switch gears here for a second, because I know we've focused a lot on, you know, the educational component and, you know, mm-hmm. connecting that to the consumers. Now I want to talk about internally, I want to talk about employees. I want to talk about, you know, feedback that maybe you have received on, you know, how these courses, such as, you know, the dispensary associate one, because we are retail right now, we're opening our first dispensary end of July. Our process is that every single purveyor that we bring on goes through this training and, mm-hmm. and must pass this training in order to be out on the floor and, mm-hmm. and be working with the community. So I want to hear about, you know, feedback that you've received on how these certificates have helped companies. And then also too, if you want to maybe give us like a high level overview on these certificates and what Green Flower offers.
Yeah. And it's great that we're talking about this today, because we've recently been really embracing the fact that this is kind of our next big focus, is to get these credentials integrated into the industry itself. So This is a perfect starting place to begin that conversation. And basically realize that there are these three specific sectors of the industry that are employing the most people and require the highest degree of specialized knowledge. And those are, quite frankly, cultivation sector, the manufacturing sector, and the retail sector. And so we spent a year and a half and brought together 40 of the largest cannabis companies in terms of employers in the space to join a committee, a steering committee, to build a set of standardized credentials that could be industry adopted to demonstrate the knowledge and skills necessary for people to succeed in that sector of the industry. And so that created the cultivation technician certificate, the manufacturing agent certificate, and the dispensary associate certificate. And those programs are actually right in the final throes of being the first to be ANSI accredited, which would be the first cannabis certification program ever to achieve that level of accreditation. And what they do is they break it down into two factors. There's basically a compliance, health and safety module so that you can understand just from the rules standpoint in an engaging and an interactive way, you know, what are the ways that you operate in compliance in a safe way, in a healthy way inside the cannabis industry, because it's a fundamental level of knowledge that every employee in cannabis must understand. Sure. You know, one of the things that happens is people waste a lot of energy trying to explain to people all the things that they can't do in this space. And of course, it's not, if it's not comprehensive or holistic, you're going to miss things. And that's why people get fines and make big mistakes in the dispensaries. Right. So first module is just understanding how do you actually follow the rules across the board and doing it in an interactive way. And then it gets into the skills-based training. And each of the certificate programs, cultivation, retail, or dispensary and manufacturing, you know, we curated a panel of world-leading experts to come in and teach the most important skills required to be successful at a foundational level in those sectors. So the dispensary associate program teaches about product knowledge and teaches about providing good service and teaches about some of the history of the plant. So you have that more kind of deeper connection to the relationship of cannabis. The cultivation program teaches very much the cultivation fundamentals, whether it's be the watering essentials or understanding genetics or the plant cycles and getting a firmer grasp on the cultivation process in the legal space. And then the manufacturing one, which is also just about to go through an update, has a lot of extraction-based learning in it and really covers the extraction stuff. But the update is actually infusing all the product development knowledge in place, which I'm very excited about, where we are walking step by step through the product creation process of all the delivery methods. And that's really cool. I'm looking forward to adding that in. And so these programs, which are not terribly long, you know, it takes about 20 or so hours to move through them. And there's an exam at the end. And passing them will actually get you an accredited certificate of completion about one of these programs, which also gives you his digital badge to be able to share and kind of publicize and gives you a if you will, a notoriety of credibility in this particular sector. So we've, rolled them out selectively at certain companies over this last kind of 12 months and are going to be doing it with a lot more energy in this next chapter.
Yeah, that's that's exciting that, you know, that you were able to gather, you know, all those leading experts to come up with this, this program that I think is going to be leading up here. And it truthfully is one of the reasons why we want to be the pace setters. And we really want to require that everybody goes through this certification before they can even, get out there. It's just, we're going to make it a requirement to ensure that, at a very foundational level, our staff has something that we feel, you know, adds value to them as well, you know, because they could bring, you know, the certificate stays with them. It doesn't stay with us. And it demonstrates their knowledge at that level. And, you know, hopefully, you know, as the industry continues to mature and understand the need for that education and that knowledge that needs to be shared, you know, hopefully the industry catches on and more people continue taking on the certificate program. So I know with you guys, one of the things that I think the company does as part of our foundational is it offers certain programs out to certain communities as well, or the same certificate programs, which I think is amazing. And it's one of those things that we even looked at as an organizational level and, you know, see if we, you know, in the future, we can't partner with other companies to try to, you know, offer them the same foundational knowledge that we're offering our staff so that if they did have that interest in the industry, you know, we could offer it to them just because it's, you know, we want to continue spreading that knowledge, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. Well, we're super happy to have you as a partner and excited about all the things that are to come.
Yeah, we're ecstatic.
Yeah, I actually wanted to stay. I surprised myself with the manufacturing agent certificate because I was never chemistry and all that fun stuff was never really my strong suit. In high school. And I will say that these courses, they're challenging in the sense where it drew me out of my comfort zone, you know, where I thought, well, I'll just do the dispensary associate one and, you know, I'll see how I'm feeling after that. And, you know, I, you know, challenged myself like, no, I want to learn it all. You know,
so, you know,
like
she called me
Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she called me, she was like, hey, opening. I can't believe I never knew this stuff. She says, she's like, I can't believe what I just learned.
And
I was like, I know, keep going.
It's the most fun I've ever had studying. That's what I say all the time.
It's really
the most fun I've ever had studying.
She was so excited to call and tell me. She's like, this is so good.
Yeah, well, wait till you start Gangier. Then you've never had as much fun as you've had because you have to start learning to do assessments. So part of your training is consuming cannabis under the lens of this Gangier assessment protocol and really recording and understanding your feedback. And it's a blast. So I'm just glad. I'm thrilled to hear you guys have enjoyed it all so much, though.
So I've got a question for you on that end of it, Max, is one of the things that we're big on here at the company, and because I've been big on it for a long time, is vaporizing. But I like vaporizing flower. It's helped me. I mean, it helped me get through school. helped me do it a lot of different ways. And I found that when I started vaporizing flower, I was able to really, you know, hone in on some of the characteristics and the flavor profiles that existed in the flower. And you can really start to differentiate some of those aromas, some of those scents, and even some of those cannabinoid profiles you're trying to get at certain temperatures. So we're actually going to be featuring a lot of high-end vaporizers that I've sought out from from all over the world, really. And, you know, really try to help consumers because that's in my opinion, out here in our industry is still a big stigma is, you know, the smoke that's associated with it. So we're trying to educate people that, you know, if you like flower and you want to consume it and you want to be, you know, still, you know, somewhat discreet about it, this is a great way to go about it. And, you know, and it's a healthier way to consume it. So I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts on vaporization in general with flower.
Yeah, great. I mean, the thing I've learned about cannabis over these years is that every delivery method has some amazing positives and some setbacks. And so I think that vaporizing flower is a really incredible way to get the effect profile of flower, the flavor profile of flower. It's also very economical. The thing that's surprising is how little, you know, you need to vaporize flower. So it's very economical. And that's great. You know, it's great. You will find the longer you consume that the potency of vaporizing flower becomes a challenge sometimes. And, you know, that's something you'll have to work with at a later point possibly, but nonetheless, it's a great, healthy, tasty, cost effective way to consume.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So with the Gangier program, which I know Erin is really, she's going to be your biggest advocate for it out here because I'm excited to hear her experience. You know, ultimately my plan is to go through it as well, but I know Aaron's going to get first dibs. How long is the program? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I'll tell you this first, Aaron. We close enrollment for the year July 1st. So you'll want to probably
hop on it.
Take that for what it's worth until next year. And then secondly, so the way it works is you get instant access to the online courses, which it's about 50 hours of training. And then we also unlock the SAP app, which is the mobile technology, mobile and web technology to do the assessments. And then that's where you start. So you start going through the content, you learn the assessment methodology, you start using this, the SAP app. We have a whole set of student groups that starts doing actually weekly group virtual SAPs together. It's so cool.
No kidding.
Yeah, really fun. So they've got this amazing community that's building around it. And then, you know, as soon as you can, you fly out to Humboldt, California, and we just secured a 243 acre campus, beautiful out in Humboldt. And,
wow.
And it's so special because all the instructors that are the council members that are out there in Humboldt, that's where they live. And so right. You get these just absolute legends to sit down with you. And it's 2 days of pretty intense. I mean, they're usually 12 to 14 hour days of assessment training. And you're there with this legendary group of people assessing cannabis for 2 days straight together. And you're understanding the, you know, the visual characteristic, the aromatic characteristics, the flavor characteristics, the effect profiles, and everything that goes into understanding those from a visceral standpoint. So you go through this really rigorous assessment training, and then you go home and practice. You go home and you practice consuming cannabis and doing these assessments and developing your understanding and your palate. And your connection really to the plant and all the different nuances of what makes for quality and effect profiles. Because like I said, a big part of this is being able to translate that knowledge into service to consumers.
Right.
So you go home and you study and you practice and you do the SAPs together. And then at some point you come back and you take the exams, and there's three exams. There's a knowledge exam, which comes from the online courses. There's a service exam where you do a role play and you use the customer interaction protocol in real time. And you just have to make sure you hit the right points and don't do anything wrong. And you pass the service exam. And then there's an assessment exam, which is the hardest one. And you're given a sample and you have to go through and do an assessment and score within basically a 2-point radius of the acceptable score ranges that have been set by the council. And if you pass all three of those exams, then you become a certified Congier, which I just passed last month. So I've just gone through the whole thing. And some
congratulations.
People, thank you. It's a process. Boy, is it a process. Some people can do the whole thing in like 4 or 5 months, you know, because they really study and they take it seriously and they train hard and everything like that. Most people take somewhere between 6 to 9 months from the time they start to the time they get certified. You know, to go through it. And it's an amazing process though. And the thing that's been most fulfilling to me actually is the community that's building around it is just
right.
The best. You know, it's people from around the world that have the most diehard passion for cannabis you could imagine, but not just passion for the plant, passion for becoming a good educator of it and becoming mm-hmm. good stewards of the plant. And then, you know, there's all these fun things that happen. We have these private social groups and these study groups, and the community that's there is just really, really synced up and connected together on the social platform. So it's a great process. But yeah, we're just, as you know, not to scare you, because it's only a few weeks. We've got 2 weeks left until we close down until 2023.
I got 2 weeks left.
I know.
All right.
It's like she's online right now.
I'm chomping at the bit. No, I am. I'm already looking at it. I will say this. I was when I saw the Today Show clip, I was so excited. I was like over the moon. I think I was like slacking our creative team and Alan, you know, after watching it, because the instructors that were in that Today Show clip, they were the same instructors that I have seen in the manufacturing certificate and then the cultivation technician certificate. So being able to see them on the Today Show, it was like that wow factor of like, oh my gosh, they just taught me. Like I just got certified, you know, as a manufacturing agent through Greenflower, and there's my instructor. Like he's on national television right now. I was completely blown away by it. You guys have just been extremely, extremely thoughtful. With all the, you know, being supportive with all the different adult learning styles. And I think that that's what I enjoy the most about your program, is that there's not this pressure. It's, you're invested, you want to learn it, but it's self-paced and it's captivating. I mean, it really pulls you in and you're focused. So job well done. I'm so impressed. And I can't wait for us to roll this out to the rest of our staff. So.
I know. I'm awesome. Excited.
Just awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I'll definitely pass it along to the whole team that works so hard on this. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, you have quite the team, and I definitely have. I'm still finishing up my dispensary one. I'm almost done with it, but I definitely. I remember when I first, like I said, started following. I just was ecstatic, and you know, that I said to Aaron, that was one of the first things we did. I'm like, hey, we have to get Green Flower on board. I said, and you know, and I remember it was like, okay, what is it? And then here we go, and then just to have the opportunity to have, you know, continue. I think. Preaching the value of having something like this, whether, you know, especially for like you preach, you know, anybody trying to get into the industry. I know you had set a goal of trying to reach a million people within a specific time frame. You know, is that still one of your goals that you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, a million people by 2030. Where it'll take a lot of effort to get there, but that's certainly where we're aiming for.
Well, we're going to do our part to make sure we continue that. Yeah, we're going to continue increasing that count for you. Because every single employee for our company will be, you know, especially as we continue growing, you know, our brand here. One of the benefits of not being a vertically integrated company here in Massachusetts as a retailer is that we don't have to sell product that we don't feel we, you know, like, even if it's, especially, you know, if it's our product. So, you know, we're not kind of forced to sell our own product. We can really be picky and really select companies that we feel align well with us. And, you know, preaching your company to those companies has been, you know, kind of fun. And I think, you know, I think as we continue growing our, you know, the culture within our company and that other, you know, the ones that the companies that we started doing business with are going to share in some of that. And I think as we continue growing, you're going to find more of our partners, you know, coming on board Green Flower and, you know, looking to see how they can get, you know, get their staff educated.
Love it. Well, we're so grateful for the partnership and excited about the future.
Yeah. Well, I know we've been talking for some time, but let's, you know, before we wrap it up, I kind of wanted to just, you know, say thank you very much to, you know, to Max here for joining us. It's really been exciting and we're excited to partner with your company and, you know, Max, you know, a couple quick hits on the company before we exit. And really quick, I know you mentioned the Gangier program, the certificate program. You know, what anything else in the horizon you guys have going on?
I mean, gosh, there's so much going on. But I would say, you know, anybody that's kind of interested in this, you can obviously go to our website, which is green-flower.com. You can always follow me. I'm on pretty active on LinkedIn under Max Simon. And yeah, just grateful to have been able to be here and share a little bit more about our story with you, as well as to have you as such an enthusiastic and supportive customers. We're grateful for that.
Yeah, thank you for
that. I do want to say really quick, I know you just mentioned LinkedIn. I have to just highlight, I love reading your LinkedIn posts. you are just such a relatable human being. Just, you know, even if it's a post that's just not even about cannabis, just life in general, I find you to be so relatable. I love seeing your post. So, I just wanted to put that in there.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to put links up to your, social media and your, cause I agree with Aaron. I love seeing your videos. You know, I've gained a lot from them and I think they're inspirational. So definitely, you know, I give you kudos on continuing to do those. Those are awesome.
Thanks guys. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to come to an end here for another episode of The Discerning Eye. We had Max Simon here from Green Flower joining us here. We have Aaron Luna from Discern as well. And with that, we're going to come to a close and thank you everyone for joining us. And we hope to have you all join us soon.
Thank you for listening to the Discerning Eye podcast with Alan Villatoro and Aaron Luna of Discern Cannabis Purveyors. To visit Alan and Aaron, visit Discern Cannabis Purveyors in Grafton, Massachusetts, or online at discerncannabis.com. That's DISCERND cannabis.com.